West Virginians join those across the country rallying to oppose police violence against Black people. Emily Allen reports.
Protesters marched in Huntington, Morgantown, and Parkersburg, among other locations this weekend, in solidarity with thousands of Americans who have taken to the streets protesting the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis and Breonna Taylor in Louisville at the hands of police. In Charleston, more than 100 West Virginia protesters gathered outside City Hall and the police department Sunday. A separate virtual rally between Black leaders and advocates from all over the state allowed for more social distancing. Here's Jerry Carr of the Morgantown NAACP.
When you remember, when we're trying to go through this process of remembrance, remember the victims, but remember the people who are still here and the type of things that we want to push forward.
As of Sunday evening, reports indicated most demonstrations in the Mountain State were peaceful. But protest organizers say they have and continue to receive some outside threats of violence. More West Virginia events are slated to continue this week. In Charleston, protesters will be at the state capitol on Sunday, June 7th. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Allen.
West Virginia Public Broadcasting is in the process of obtaining information on gunfire during a protest in Martinsburg Sunday night. Watch our website, wvpublic.org, for more.